I'm going to call to order the May 23rd, 2016 meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Can we have introductions, please, starting with the treasurer?
I am Michael Daly, treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, clerk.
Okay. First order of business is the reserve fund transfers for the clerk's salary and the custodian's salary.
Skipped over public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public comment? Public comment.
Amy Cates. Ms. Parks, since you didn't answer my question at the Civic Association meeting last week regarding, if reelected, were you planning on making any changes in the way in which your actions affect the committees you serve on? Since that meeting, you have now received another open meeting, notice of another open meeting complaint against a committee, the Union Negotiations Committee, on which you serve as chairman. Thanks for this opportunity.
Any response to public comment? Public comment's closed. Now we'll move on to the treasurer reserve fund transfers for the clerk's salary and the custodian's salary.
I have sent you the set of explanations and the motions. If anybody can bring those, I have copies for you if you want.
I printed them out for everybody.
Okay. So, I forgot to bring mine, but that's okay.
Okay. So the first order of business would be to address the clerk, district clerk's salary line item.
So do you want me to do this?
I move that $250 be transferred from the FY 2016 reserve fund budget line 1001-5787 to the FY 2016 district clerk salary budget line 1010-5112.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Okay. And the same is true, the increased usage in adjustment for his benefit, his salary for the year has resulted in a shortfall in the building custodian line as well.
I move that $1,000 be transferred from the FY 2016 reserve fund budget line 1001-5787 to the FY 2016 building custodian salary budget line 6001-5160.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And as I told you in the transmission to you, there are a couple of others we're keeping an eye on, but at the moment we think we'll make it. If we do run into budgetary issues before the end of the year, we'll bring it to you in your June meeting.
So yes. We don't need to do anything about a note sale at this time?
No. That's a separate. That's your next item.
Right. Okay.
So the reserve fund transfers are complete at the moment. We may be back. Thank you for that. Right into the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're familiar with this spreadsheet, we went through this in March when we sold the notes that we sold in March. And at the time, I had told you I thought there would be some more transactions once we had a better sense of the grant application and loan application to the USDA, and they were okay with us doing interim funding. They basically have accepted our application. We still haven't heard what their decision is, but everybody agrees that there's going to be some positive result.
Yeah.
They have also told us that it's okay to go ahead and do the interim borrowing. So what we're asking you to do today is to, as you look at this spreadsheet, there's two things in action. As we began the year, we had $651,000 outstanding in notes that were left from the issuance activity a year ago, April. At this April, we paid down the $55,000 on the system, the water system roads. We paid $40,000 on the Main Street mains. We're now asking you to approve a $225,000 loan for the land restriction. That closing, I think, is scheduled for June 6th or June 8th.
8th, I believe you said.
I haven't seen or heard it's confirmed. It was proposed. We've got our borrowing that you're working on with me this evening scheduled for the proceeds to be delivered to the district on 31 May, and I've also advised the attorney that that date would work for the proceeds being ready and available in his escrow account to do the closing on the 8th, if that's the day they go with. So we're going to basically take delivery of the proceeds on 31 May, and the transaction should occur about 8 days later. The second piece of business we're conducting tonight is the issuance of $2.1 million in a note for the purpose of constructing the new water tank and demoing the two existing water tanks. That's moving right along, and so in effect tonight we're going to borrow $2,235,000. You also see that we paid down the $62,000 on the outstanding note for the High Street real estate last April. So in effect, when we complete the business this evening, we will end up with $2,819,000 of notes outstanding as of the transaction date of May 31. Now, at the same time, I have to account for and keep everything on the straight and straight on what the district's legislative body authorizes for debt. Mm-hmm. And the second set of accounting takes that into consideration. At the end of fiscal 15, we had $2,523,000 of debt authorized and unissued. We're going to burn that down, $225,000 with a note, and then we have an article at the district meeting to rescind the other $10,000 on that note. That's why that's shaded. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when we complete the issuance and the vote at the district meeting, there won't be any authorized and unissued on the land restriction. The same is true for High Street real estate. We had 314, we issued 306 in notes, and in effect we've already paid down 62, but we still have 8 that was never issued, so we're going to rescind that at this annual district meeting. So what's going to end up at June is we're still going to have the authority to borrow another $180,000 for the security system within the water properties. And as I've told you before, that's not adequate enough to do the work that the water department needs to do. They've done some preliminary work with the original $20,000 note that we issued last year. And we believe that the grant component of the USDA package will be devoted towards allowing the district to complete that security project using federal money and our loan authority, and then our loans will cover us the rest. So we're hoping that we can get a grant to complete that water project, and we may never need to issue that $180,000. If that's the case, then at the next available district meeting, we'll rescind the $180,000. So coming out of the fiscal year, we still will have $180,000 of debt authority to go forward with, and we'll have just over $2.8 million of notes outstanding. So that's where we sit coming into this. We bid the 225 and 2.1. We bid those last week. We had two bids, the Eastern Bank and our what we call certifying bank, the Cape Cod 5, both bid 80 basis points for the interest for the 6-month loan we're going to ask you to vote for. So it's a little over $2,000 to borrow that money for 6 months. It's extremely reasonable rate still. You know, you can recall when we were actually getting 50 basis points on bids. So it's slipped up, 60% actually from 50 basis points to 80. But that's the bid we got. I'm going to ask you to vote to approve the issuance of the 2325 in notes to the Cape Cod 5, and if you'd be so kind to vote that, then we'll sign the paperwork and we'll execute the transaction next week.
Okay, I move we vote to authorize 2.235 in bonds?
Notes,
with the Cape Cod Five.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So moved.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to give you two of these bank documents for each of you to sign in the Prudential Committee section.
A black pen.
Either black or blue, whatever.
I don't know if you still have to sign them in black or not, but that's what I was
actually
taught.
They like originals in blue so they can tell it's not a copy.
Really?
Kind of copy.
Okay.
Yeah. In the old days, the Xerox brand copy machines wouldn't copy blue, so they had to use black. So there's two of those, and I'm also going to ask you to sign these two bank documents. Along with these two bank documents, I've completed the IRS paperwork that's required of me, and these three documents will go back to the bank.
Does the clerk need to sign this? The clerk need to sign this?
No, those are not clerk's signatures required. I just signed the note itself. I'm going to ask you to sign under the columns there, and Charlie will witness and sign and seal that document. That's the actual note document. And I'm signing the clerk certification. Ask that you all sign on the line here, and Charlie will witness that and seal and sign that document for the DOR.
Is it just the top sheet or the bottom?
No, Charlie's got the back. You just have the front. We need the paper back on the tape by Tuesday. Also, in closing to the package that's going up to the Bureau of Accounts, we have to, if you recall, we took internal loan votes to let us pay bills while we were waiting for the loan. So I have the documents I need to file all signed and going up with the same package to let them know that we've borrowed and that we've paid ourselves back, in effect, so we won't have any problems. We won't have any problems with our free cash at the end of the year. So that completes those two items on your agenda, Madam Chair.
So we're going to review the draft motions for the annual meeting.
I brought you a set. I had sent you a set.
I forgot to bring mine. I printed them, but forgot to bring them.
That's why I have them. Mainly, I've checked and rechecked the motions. And the only thing that the shading indicates is that who's making the motion, so we can I'll update those. And that there won't be, the moderator will have a set of motions that will include who he's calling on. No, I think I mailed you one, though. Emailed you one. Yeah. But anyway, once we complete this tonight, we'll have a
You can take this one home with you, Kim,
we'll go out
because
tomorrow
I have a copy
with the,
at home.
The proper names on it. All right, so Article 1, and I left the names that we used last year as a starting point.
Yeah.
So you can, Article 1 is to accept the vote of the district reports of the officers, so it's pretty straightforward. Chairman's going to take that one?
I'll do that one, yeah.
Okay. Next one is the authorization to pay your elected officials. Keep that as you do. Okay. And the next one is the reserve fund.
Yep.
Mrs. Sadler?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And this one is the finance department motion. Mr. Goldstein had that last year.
Fine with me.
Everybody's good?
And when we get to this next one, I suspect it's going to be Rick Pisano making the motions. Because
so,
Tom doesn't like to read. He's dyslexic. He doesn't like to have to read anything.
Okay. So you want me to put the...
Pisano.
Okay. I'll change that. So we've got a specific name.
I'll give copies to Tom to get to him so he'll know what he's got to do.
Well, I give them to the department heads so they can give them to their
chair. Because he's new this year.
So when I send it out tomorrow morning, I'll include one for the fire chief and one for the water superintendent. So we're at Article 6.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. How else could we vote it?
No.
We have a motion that fits in under the Warren article. It's the same as they always make. We, by bylaw, have to have a payroll, other expenses, apportioned, miscellaneous, et cetera. So these motions will have
And the figures are all in the final warrant.
So in this case, the fire budget is being moved the way the bylaws require them to be moved, with numbers in them.
If you're going to speak, Ken, you have to go to the microphone. You can't speak from the audience, and you shouldn't be speaking
at
all.
The answer is yes to his question. So you said, is the, all articles going to be moved by the same gentleman?
I believe so, because I say Tom does not like to read things. He tends to
so we'll put him
reverse
on
letters.
6, and we'll put him on 7. Article 8, the water, I'm assuming it'll be the chair, but it really doesn't matter. He'll recognize who I am. And that one is all set to go. And then we have Mr. Goldstein in Article 9, which is the public buildings.
What's your name?
Can I do that one?
You can, certainly, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure,
can I do that one? I'll give you another one.
You don't get extra pay for doing them, so it doesn't really matter as long as we know who we're calling on. This is going to be Mrs. Parks. Okay. And then the High Street structural review. Who wants that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You want that one? You're on it.
Yeah.
You got that one.
Which one's that, 12?
That's
10. That's 10. Be back. So 10 is going to be Ms. Parks. 11 is the High Street office.
That's going to be Mrs. Hadley.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. And 12 is the streetlights.
I'll take care of this one.
Okay.
Are you doing number 12 there?
Yes.
I'm doing 12, and you should do 13.
Stan's doing 13?
Yeah, it's the library.
That's his favorite thing.
Okay. He's one of the few trustees that you, when he's no longer a trustee, but he was one of the few that used it.
All right. And then we have principal and interest budget, Article 14.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, two in a row. 15, that's the benefits article.
Me? That's fine with me.
Okay. Last year, sadly. And now we get to the stabilization fund funding. That was Ms. Adley last year.
Okay.
You want that one again?
Sure.
Okay, we'll keep that one. And it's just XXX going forward. Mm. So I've made these, well, this one is the rescinding of the debt.
Right.
So we need somebody. That we never had that article before, so I didn't have a fallback to put on that. So who would like to?
Okay. Sam?
'18 is to fund the fiscal 16 budget for the settlements for, I'm sorry, 16 budget for the settlements of 15 and 16.
Right.
So I've put fire commissioners on this one. I assume that would be the same.
Right.
Okay. And now we get to 19, which the chief, as of today, said he still doesn't have a number, so we're just going to indefinitely postpone Article 19.
Okay.
So who would like to...
I'll do that.
You've got two volunteers.
Oh.
He had his hand up.
Okay, let him do it.
Stanley? If that does, if they between now and then they have a number that they want to do, it's a two-thirds vote because we're putting it back into stabilization fund. But probably be taken care of next year.
Excuse me, Kent, public comment's over.
Article 19 is being in.
Yes. It will come back. We've got to get it back into the stabilization fund somehow. What would you prefer? No, you don't. You can't take it off the warrant. You either pass over it, or you indefinitely postpone it. Either motion would be in order. If you'd prefer to pass over it, that would be fine, too. Well, in the town of Barnstable, since at least the John Alger days, the moderator has indefinitely postponed every article until we became a town council.
And so, there was no better moderator than John
right.
Alger.
Well, that would be my opinion, but if Mr. Alger thought indefinitely postponing articles was the way to kill him on the floor of his town meeting, I would recommend that. But you can use anything you want. So what would you prefer? It doesn't have to come back. It's just a way of telling the... It's indefinitely postponed. How far does indefinite go?
It's always done that way. I've never been in a meeting, town meeting or district meeting, when things weren't indefinitely postponed. And they never come back most of the time. And I know that it might not be proper English, but it's... The way they, if you look in your Robert's Rules, I bet you'll find it.
Well, we don't use Robert's Rules.
You use
as a
town
rule.
Meeting.
I know.
Town
we
meeting
use times. Town meeting.
Well, town meeting time, is that your book of choice, sir?
Yes.
Town meeting time? Privilege motions. Subsidiary, incidental main motion. You can lay on the table, table it. We don't want to table it. You can move the previous question. You can limit or extend the date. You can postpone to a time certain, which we're not doing, which is what you're talking about. So we indefinitely postpone, which means never to be seen or heard from again. That's the motion that we've entertained in every town meeting since I began participating in the early 80s. I was actually elected in 1980. So from 80 until we dissolved the town meeting in 1989, every article was indefinitely postponed. I've seen it done. Copeland and Page attorneys have ratified Passover. I move to pass over. I prefer Mr. Alger's, but if you want to change it to something else, just tell us what you want, and we'll see if the DOR will let it go through.
And I was there in the 70s, Mike, and we certainly
Mr. Alger predated me, but I was elected in 1980.
Yeah.
So, what's your privilege? What's your pleasure? Yeah, I think it is. But like I said, you're the moderator. You can do whatever you want. You control it. Settled.
Now these next ones are all the bylaws.
Right.
Right.
So our motion to indefinitely postpone seems to be in order.
Right. And did we decide who's going to present that?
Stanley. He said he would.
Yeah, I did. Now, these are the dollars that we didn't spend from the authorization of one of the
we
vehicle purchases.
Authorized a fire truck purchase at the last district meeting to come from stabilization. The chief is concluding the purchase. If you want that to just drop back down into free cash, it could happen. But if you want to put stabilization money back in stabilization, which is pretty depleted, you can do that. This article is set up to allow the district meeting to put back what wasn't necessary into stabilization, which is where it came from. I don't have that authority. I can close it to fund balance, which would end up in free cash.
Yeah.
My preference would be to have the meeting set it up to put it back where it came from. Right? So the chief isn't ready to say you can have 10 back or 15 back or 20 back, whatever. He's still playing with the edges.
So next annual meeting.
Right, because the article's going to be brought forward into the 17 books. It's going to be opened up for whatever balance is left. He's going to spend more money in 17. And certainly by this time next year, he should be done buying a truck. And we should know exactly what we want to put back into that fund balance for the stabilization fund. Okay? Okay. We're up to 20. 20 becomes your bylaws, so the motion is basically I move the district vote to approve Article 20 as written in the warrant. If you want to sit and read the warrants, we can write motions that have every word. If you're going to give them a handout that says this is what we got, this is what you get, if you say yes, then the motion is in order.
And what I usually do is put the change, if I write the article out as it's going to appear, I put the change in italics.
Mm-hmm. So then, Article 20, as we look at your warrant, is going to add to Article 6, a Section 5, which will read, the clerk shall receive all requests for information from the public and determine whether the information requested is appropriate for release, but may seek counsel if necessary. So I don't think there's, you're just adding a section and all the language is there. So the motion to approve the Article 20 as written in the warrant is certainly in order. Okay? If somebody wants to amend it, then we're going to have written amendments. And we'll keep track and we'll make sure that nothing wrong happens. So Article 20, unless somebody wants to amend it, is to be approved as written in the warrant. Article 21, to see if the district will vote to amend Article 8, Section 4 of the Kootenai Fire District's bylaws by deleting the word certify in exchange for the word review. So again, the article is pretty clear. The motion is as written in the warrant, and you're basically voting to strike certify and add review, replace it with review. So that's pretty clear. Article 22, so let me just jot some names down. Who's going to take 20?
Right.
I'll take 20.
All righty. That's Fran. And 21?
I'll do 21.
All right. And 22?
Sounds like Stan to me.
To see if the district will vote to amend Article 9, Section 1 of the Kootenai District bylaws by deleting the word supervise in exchange for the words provide management and oversight of. So again, It might be prudent just to give them a copy of the bylaws.
Well, I'm going to.
And
that, yeah.
Leave it at that, because then they can see the article section.
The article as it is now.
And then you're just changing one word here. You're adding, taking out one and adding five.
Yeah.
So Article 22 is, approve Article 22 is written in the warrant. Stand. Article 23 is the Water Commissioner.
That should be the,
Okay. And so, again, he's going to move that Article 23 be written as, be approved as written in the warrant. And this calls for section, Article 9, Section 6, to be deleted and replaced with, so if they have the set of bylaws in their hand, they can see what you're taking away from them, and you can write in the warrant, they can see what they're giving back. Okay? And so that would be as written in the warrant, and the commissioners have delivered that motion. Twenty-four, to see if the district will vote to amend Article 11, Section 3 of the CFD's bylaws by deleting the word committees, plural, so that the first word shall read all boards and departments. And it currently says all boards and committee. Okay. So you're just striking committees and changing it to boards and departments. Okay. As written in the warrant, Article 24.
I can't tell you how long we argued about a semicolon.
No? Okay. I'm not an English major. Who wants this one?
I'll take that.
Stanley? All right, 25. 25 is to see if the district will vote to amend Article 11, Section 6 of the district's bylaws by deleting the words in line 6, who shall act as chairman, and that in that line 8, the words two members shall become two at-large members of the district.
I'll do that one.
Okay, 25 is Rand. And 26 is your last article. 26 proposes to see if the district will vote to amend Article 11, Section 10 by deleting the final sentence in its entirety.
That's right? an easy one, so I'll do that one.
As written in the warrant, and you're going to take that one, sadly. Okay. So I've got names. I'll update this and circulate it tomorrow to the department heads and you folks, Charlie and the moderator. So we should be good to go Wednesday night. All the motions that we can be prepared for. Any changes or amendments? And as you know, some articles can be amended, some can't, because the sum of money lets those articles have a lot more edges than the ones that are finite. But they're all in order. And they're all set to go. I think that concludes that agenda.
Great. Thank you.
Wait, we got this one I'm interested in.
Okay.
Well, the agenda item.
So we're all, in terms of transferring the web service to the county, that's in motion and should be completed by the 1st of July. And what they've asked is that we basically keep the process that we've been doing now as is through the summer. And then in the fall, we'll probably be doing more of the online posting ourselves. One thing that I've already instituted is it's in an effort to save space on the website. So one of the things when we do these recordings, they're recording in 128 MP3, and that takes up a lot of room. And it's so when Patricia gets it, she compresses it to 64. And I found a free website where I can go on with the recording, do the compression myself, and then send it off to her. So I've given that to Rick, and I've given that to Jen at the Water Department. So we're going to start doing that now. The other thing that Michael at county asked for was if we could invest in Adobe Pro. Adobe Pro will compress the PFDs and take up less space and less storage space. So I'm still looking into, I sent Jenna an email today. I don't think she has it on her computer. I don't know if she has Adobe or not, and I don't think the Treasury has Adobe.
Not. We just have the reader.
Right. Yeah. So
I have the Adobe Acrobat in my office, which is a more powerful application. And I don't think it's. I think it's higher than what you're talking about.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So. So we'll be looking into that. And Jen also asked about if Patricia could do some a tutorial for her so that she could have some instructions in how to post to the website. She'd bill us between $450 and $600 for that. So I thought it'd probably be better for us to wait until the county takes over, because they may be changing some things that we do, and I don't think it'll cost as much. So.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little cheaper dealing with the county.
Yeah. So that's it. Anything else from you, Mrs. Hadley?
Not a thing.
Mr. Goldstein? I'll accept a
motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.